6:43. This is 1320 WILS. Let's talk more about the actual security apparatus that protects Congress, that protects our leaders. Robert Caltabiano is with us. He's a former Secret Service special agent in charge, now a director at Metro One Security, where they provide all kinds of security services. Robert, great to have you on WILS.
Absolutely. Great to be back with you.
What kind of security do you do at Metro One, actually?
Well, we're a really conglomerate of threat assessments. We can put, you know, different guards with where you need, but with a cause and a purpose to really try to change the way people look at security, from making it more of a way of life. It's a great thing.
We know the president's protected. Well, when you look at our congressmen and women, how well are they protected, would you say?
Well, obviously, what we saw yesterday, the protection that they did have worked well. God bless our Capitol Hill police. But I think it's a slippery slope because of, you know, you're talking almost 550 different people between the Senate and the House that, you know, we'd have to try to protect. And the budget's not there, obviously, and the manpower, the very manpower intensive.
So you're talking about a typical day for a congressperson. Is there? Do they have a security detail with them, or no, or how does it work?
No.
Okay.
No, usually it's only afforded to the leadership in the House and in the Senate. That's why yesterday Representative Scalise had the Capitol Hill police there. Otherwise, they just go about like everybody else, unless there is a certain need and they can put a request in, or if for some reason the Capitol Hill police or maybe the FBI or the Secret Service may see something in intelligence-wise and then put a recommendation that they, you know, have some security with them for a short period of time.
Yeah, I mean, in this case, so you had a group of congressmen together. Does that change the security thinking when that happens? Or?
It hasn't in the past, I don't think, unless, again, there's a request or a certain intelligence need.
Okay.
But I think now we're going to have to look at things, obviously, very differently.
Yeah. So if it wasn't for Scalise being there, what would have happened in that case, you think?
I think it would have been a disaster. I think it's very correct when you've heard the other congressman talking about, you know, we could have had a potential of a lot of loss of life or a lot of people injured because of the weapon that he had and the amount of ammunition that he had.
Yeah. We just had Congressman Wahlberg on. He says that some of these the folks over there have concealed weapons permits, but the D.C. is a gun-free zone. So what does that mean?
Basically, and I think we've seen it in the news before, they got struck down by the Supreme Court about the right to ownership of weapons, of guns. But the city itself is basically they don't want you to carry a gun. And then you got to look at, too, Congress itself. And so they'd have to change the rules of Congress. You know, the Speaker of the House would have to change the rules of Congress for people also to be allowed to carry them. You got to remember, D.C. is not a state. And so it is a difficult situation.
Okay, so as a gun-free zone, you are not allowed to concealed carry on the streets of D.C.?
No, I think there's certain qualifications that you have to have now because I believe that was struck down by the Supreme Court. But I think that they make the bar very, very high there in Washington for somebody to carry a concealed permit if you can get it. And then you have to remember, all the representatives of Congress are from other states. And so Washington, D.C. doesn't have a reciprocal agreement with states. Therefore, you can't carry the gun in the city limits of Washington.
Now you were a Secret Service special agent in charge. What kind of work did you do as a Secret Service agent?
Well, you know, they say in government, the higher you go, sometimes the less you do, and the people that work underneath you do all the work. But I had enjoyed a wonderful life. I worked with seven different presidents, from President Ford on up until President Obama and then President-elect Trump, traveled around the world. It was an enjoyable time because you see these people as people. I think, you know, we can talk a whole thing about no matter what their politics are, at the end of the day, they're people. Mm-hmm. They make mistakes and they do great things. And so we were afforded to be able to see that where other people wouldn't.
So do you feel the lawmakers are now in more danger necessarily than they were 5, 10 years ago?
I think the country in and of itself, you know, my view is when we're looking at the visceral hate, and every administration has it, but what I'm seeing out there now and the way that the media is portraying the president, and when you have a so-called comedian holding his head up in an ISIS pose or a play in New York that's depicting an assassination, in my view, I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat, we have one president. And to me, that is not really free speech. It's disgusting speech.
Okay.
And I really think that this stuff has really helped, unfortunately, people like this maniac yesterday do what he did.
Okay. And now, when you look at the way the Secret Service operates, is there really any, considering all the precautions they take, do you think the environment is making things more dangerous for the president in a realistic way?
I think it's keeping them very busy. I think, you know, I have not been privy to the intelligence on the amount of threats that are coming in, but I think you and I can guesstimate that it's got to be a lot higher so far for this new president than what we've seen. And, you know, I've seen articles, you know, just think about it, just on Twitter itself, there's been, I think, thousands of so-called threats made against the president.
Right, but as a former agent yourself, with the vast majority, would you say they're in any way serious? Or?
You know, you just don't know, but they have to. The Secret Service takes each one serious enough to have to go out and look for those individuals because you just don't know, you know, what you're going to find. You know, it may be that somebody inadvertently said something against the president, but actually they were going to plan on committing another type of crime.
Mm-hmm.
And so every time that there's a threat against the president, I will tell you, no matter who it is, the Secret Service has to go out there and interview them and try to determine whether it was a real threat or not.
Yeah, if you were in Congress yourself, is there anything you would change or any precaution you'd start taking at this point?
You know, looking at what it is now, I would tell people in Congress, and it's an unfortunate thing they can't, you know, to be able to protect themselves if you needed to carry a weapon. But then it has a trickle-down effect. It gets back to our level of awareness. If they're out there in the public, number one is I think the public needs to come up and help members of Congress a lot more.
What do you mean it has a trickle-down effect?
Well, think about this for a minute. You carry a weapon, you're in the halls of Congress. Let's say you walk out of Congress and you don't like everybody else, you don't have a lot of training. Most people with concealed carry permits may not go through rigorous training. But let's say that you're in Congress and you pull out that weapon for some reason. And, you know, it trickles down to the fact that if you're going to pull a gun, are you going to be able to use it? And if you use it, is it the right way of using it?
Yeah.
And so there's all this other things that get involved into it that I'm not sure if members of Congress are ready to accept sometimes maybe that additional responsibility.
Robert Caltabiano, he's a former Secret Service special agent in charge and director now. He's a director at Metro One Security. It's MetroOneLPSG.com, MetroOneLPSG.com. Robert, thanks for joining us on WILS.
Thank you. Keep the faith. God bless.
Thank you.